Good morning. It is good to connect with you on this Wednesday morning for a moment where we can reflect on the hope and the love that God has for us, be in prayer, and be renewed in the middle of our week as we take time to connect with God. Today, for our Wednesday devotional, or midweek devotional, we'll follow a pattern that we have used over the course of this season, where I'll open in prayer, I'll read from Scripture and reflect on that, and then we will close in prayer together. So I invite you to take a pause in your week and your day to center yourself, to be in a space where you're open to Spirit and the hope and the love that comes from God. I invite you to pray with me, and I'll be reading our opening prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. So let us pray. Stir up thy power, O Lord, and with great might come among us, and because we are so sorely hindered by our sins, let thy bountiful grace and mercy speedily help and deliver us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be honor and glory, world without end. Amen. Our scripture reading today comes to us from the Gospel of Luke in chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. Many of you may know this as the Magnificat, and there's been musical works of art that have been inspired by these words that we hear out of the Gospel, these words spoken by Mary. So I invite you to hear these words today. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. The words spoken here by Mary in the Gospel of Luke move me. It speaks so much of the hope that we find in Christ, the hope that we find in God, and also gives some foreshadowing for a lot of the teachings that Jesus would share later on in his ministry. Such as, lifting up those who are struggling, feeding those who are hungry, those who are feeling down and discouraged, sharing how God sees those who are struggling and cares for them and has favor for them. These words that Mary spoke are indeed inspiring. They connect us with a hope that comes from our God, the hope that we are invited to live into this season. But I'm also aware of the difficult situation that Mary was in when these words were spoken. She was, preparing to have a child, that was going to be coming in a circumstance, not necessarily of her own choosing, a difficult circumstance. People would see her, suspiciously. And it was a challenging situation. And even having a child in the ancient world, that was a challenging thing. It was not something that was, taken lightly, let alone with all the other challenges that Mary would have encountered. But yet Mary takes a moment and gives thanks to God, praises God, and acknowledges that in the midst of difficulty, in the midst of her difficulty, God sees her. God has shown favor to her, and God has blessed her. I think about when I'm in difficult circumstances, I'm not necessarily as thoughtful as Mary. I'm not one who maybe who would immediately jump to singing a praise song to God when I'm having a hard day or difficult moment. But Mary does. I believe that's a lesson for me. I believe it's a lesson for all of us. As we go through these days that in our lives that are challenging, these moments that are challenging, moments we'd much rather forget, our God sees us in those moments. Our God sees us and cares for us and is with us. I do believe that is worth praising. That is worth giving thanks for. But I also know that in those difficult moments when I am struggling to praise God or to pray even, the Holy Spirit intercedes and is there. For our God is with us when we are struggling. Our God is with us when we are discouraged. For the hope that comes from God, I believe, is greater than our circumstances. And the compassion and love God has for us is greater than anything we can imagine. Mary here shows us that you can indeed praise God in difficult circumstances, that you can give thanks. I am thankful for Mary, for the message that she shares, and I'm also thankful for the hope that comes from our God. So let us be thankful that our God sees us, our God is with us, and our God journeys with us, no matter what comes our way, no matter what we encounter. Amen. Well, at this moment, I invite us to take a moment to pause, to be in prayer, to lift up what is on our hearts and our minds as we're taking this pause in our week. I invite us to take a moment of silent prayer, and then I'll pray, and then we'll close together with the Lord's Prayer. So let us pray. Almighty and gracious God, we give thanks for this moment in which we can pause from our daily lives, a moment in which we can pause in all that is going on and be reminded of the hope you have for us to be take a moment and be reminded of the great love and compassion you have for us. Lord, let us be inspired by those who have gone before us in faith. Let us be inspired by the witness of Mary, who in her circumstance found the blessing, found the joy, and praised God for it. Lord, may we be inspired by Mary. May we be inspired by all those who move us, who call us to grow in our faith and move closer to you in our lives. We are thankful for the hope you share with us, for the hope that is shared with us through Jesus Christ, the hope that we wait for in our lives, yet we know has been realized through his birth, through his resurrection, and through the life that he shares with us now and for always. Lord, we take this moment to pause, to lift up all those who are in need of your love and your care. We especially lift up those who are struggling with health concerns today, who are struggling with the virus, those who have other health concerns. And Lord, we ask that you surround those who are in need of your healing presence. We also lift up those who find themselves grieving today and the loss of loved ones, and ask that you surround and care for them at this time. And also, may we extend your love to those who are struggling by our hands, our feet, or our voice, in whatever way is needed to be extended. Lord, we also lift up those who find themselves struggling with relationships or with work or with school at this time. And we pray that we may also extend your love and your hope in this time. And Lord, we lift up those who are working so hard in this season, especially our medical workers, all who are having to make difficult decisions. Lord, we lift them up to you and pray for your wisdom and guidance and protection to be with all those who find themselves in difficult situations at this time. Lord, we also take this moment to give thanks to you for the blessings and the joys that we find in life. Lord, it can be difficult at times to see the blessings and the joys that are in our lives. But Lord, we know they are there. We know they are there for you want us to experience blessing and joy. That you have a hope for us that is greater than any difficult circumstances that we may be in. And Lord, for that hope, we give thanks. We're thankful for that blessing and for that joy in our lives. Lord, we pray all these things today in your Son's holy name. And may we pray as your Son taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, go back into your day, into your week, knowing that our God is with us. Our God calls us to hope, and that we wait, you know, with joy for the coming of Christ. And we are thankful for the hope that has come to us in Christ, and the hope that is with us now. So go in this hope and go in peace. Amen.